Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're on Daf Samach Gimel after the Mishnah. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskel family, Lil Nishmas, David Tzvi, Ben Dov Mordechai, Shama Shav and Aliyah. Ha'omer, if someone says, Harei Olai B'machavas, I'm going to bring a machavas mincha. So lo yavi marcheshes, don't bring a marcheshes mincha. B'marcheshes, if someone says, I'm going to bring a marcheshes, lo yavi machavas, don't bring a machavas. Why do we need a Mishnah for that? Someone says, I promise to bring a cow, don't bring a sheep. If you bring a sheep, don't bring a cow. What's the chiddush? They call both kar minchas. So what's the chiddush?
That's
so why would I think that?
Because it's both flour and water.
Right, so says the, I don't know who this is, the shiurim of Rabbi Yechiel Michal, he says, because we're going to learn in a few minutes, and we also learned already that you're allowed to, if you promise to bring a kar mincha, chalas, you can bring chalas or rikikim. Right? You can choose, pick and choose. We're going to get to that soon. One's a dough, one's a wafer. You can bring whichever one you want. So I would think the same thing. The Malti says, Mincha, you can bring whichever one you want. No, bring the one you promised to bring. We don't even know what they are. Ma bein machavas lemarcheshes. What's the difference between a machavas and a marcheshes? Right? Well, I'll tell you the difference. Marcheshes yesh lo kisui. Marcheshes has a cover on the pin. Machavas ain't lo kisui. And the machavas does not have a cover on the pan. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Omer, no, a different difference. Marcheshes, amuka. Marcheshes is a deep pan. Therefore, umaseha rochashin. Therefore, the oil moves. I'm not 100% sure what that means. That marcheshes amuka, it's deep. Maseha rochashin, it moves. Since the dough is thicker, because it's more concentrated, so when you put the oil on, the oil moves around more.
No, the dough itself is softer.
It says over here, it's just thick, okay.
It's softer. I'm going to see the next one.
Okay, and a machavas is tzafa, is not so deep, right? Umaseha, kushin. And its maisim are harder. What does it mean, harder?
If it's flat.
Right? So it's harder dough.
It's hard.
Right.
If it's tall, the stuff in the middle is soft. Doesn't get cooked.
Right. You hear that?
Deep pan pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. My time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why would Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that the difference is, does it have a cover or not? It's a funny question. What's the reason that Rabbi Yossi Aglili said one has a cover, one doesn't? What do you mean, what's the reason? That's because that's what he holds. That's what they are. One has a cover, one doesn't have a cover. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason why he said one has a cover, one doesn't have a cover? It's a funny question. What? Very funny question. What do you mean, what's the reason? Because he holds, that's what they are. Right?
It cooks totally different if it has a cover or not.
I understand. He holds that the Torah said one has a cover, one doesn't have a cover.
Right.
No, what's the reason one has a cover, one doesn't have a cover? What do you mean, what's the reason?
By the way, they're not really arguing. If you think about it, both have the same outcome.
Correct.
Right. Hard. Soft.
So now the Gemara is going to suggest a hashkafa idea, which the Gemara is going to reject. So ilema, you know why? Because marcheshes, what do you bring a marcheshes for? The isya arhushe halev. It's for bad thoughts. Dechsev rachash libi davar tov. Rachash means to stir. It stirred in me a good thought. Meaning it could be for, and but that's what we have to talk about good, but it's for bad thoughts. Therefore, umachavas the isya arhmach. And machavas is brought for things you said you shouldn't have said, right? So kedam mentioned people say minaveach navuche, right? Speech. That's a reference to speech. So therefore, what? So it says Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Oh, so a macheshes, which is for bad thoughts, that's a cover. Nobody knows what you're thinking. Only Hashem knows. That's a covering. The machavas, which is for bad speech, that's exposed. Like your speech is exposed. That's why one's covered and one's not covered. Says the Gemara. Said the opposite. Machavas, this amach buei halev. No, machavas is for the expressions of your heart, and dichsev lama nichbas lebaruach. Right, why are you going to express what's in your heart? And marcheshes isya arachushe for the peh. Right, for the things you wanted to say, things you thought you said, maybe no one heard you. So either both of them can be both for both. Ella kedam yinshel, like people say, hayu marcheshan sevaseha. His lips were moving whatever, right? He moved his lips, but no one heard what he said. Telling secrets, right? Ella, that's not the reason. Ella, Gemara Gemirila, it's a tradition. This one is cover. This one doesn't have a cover. There's no hashkafa because the hashkafa applies to both. Okay. Amacha, mincha, could be. Somebody says, you know, I really had some bad thoughts. Such a thing as bad thoughts. Tananavira. Might be an avira. If it's about avodah zarah, it's certainly an avira. Because if you have bad thoughts about avodah zarah, that is avodah zarah.
Anyway,
it's voluntary. Right? You know what? People do that all the time. They do it today. I wasn't so good this week. You know, maybe I should learn a little more. Maybe I should give a little more tzedakah. So in times of the Beis HaMikdash, you know what? Maybe I should bring a mincha. Not a chiyuv. Why would somebody bring a mincha? Because maybe they feel a little chizuk. Not so crazy.
Does that answer the Gemara's question why Rabbi Yossi had really said it?
So the answer is Gemara Gemirila. He had a tradition. This one had a cover. This one doesn't have a cover. Why? There's no reason why.
Rabbi Chanina ben Gamil Omer,
he said, Marcheshes Hamuka, Dichsev, V'chol Naaseh B'Marcheshes. Everything's done in the Marcheshes, which implies it's deep. Machavas Tzafa, the Machavas is not deep. Dichsev, V'al Machavas, on the Machavas, implying it's not deep. You know, again, it's a little bit forced. Okay. Now, listen to this fascinating Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Bishame Omrim, Hare Olai Marcheshes. Ha'omer, Hare Olai Marcheshes. If somebody says, I'm going to bring a Marcheshes, Rashi says, V'lo Amar Bimarcheshes. He didn't say the bees. So what if someone says that, what do you do? So, Yehei Munach at Yehovah Eliyahu. You have to put it aside until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Why? Because, Misapkale, it's a suffix. Eyal Shem Kli Nikru, or Al Shem Maisa? Is it a Kli, or is it a Maisa? In other words, is it a donating a Kli? I'm donating a Kli. What Kli? A Marcheshes Kli. Or am I bringing a carbon mincha of a Marcheshes? If you say Bimarcheshes, then there's no Shaila, it's a carbon. Right. What if you say just Marcheshes? Says Beishamai, what?
So you bring the Marcheshes.
What is a Marcheshes? Is it a kli, or is it the flour? Or is it the carbon? We don't know. It says Beishamai, you have to put that aside until the Yom Navi comes. Ask him. We don't know.
Just do both
of it. Tell us, do both already. Do both already.
What? Just the guy. What did you mean?
We never asked that question. And he'll say, I meant whatever Marcheshes means. It means both. I don't know. I'm an Amaret. Whatever Marcheshes means, that's what I wanted to do. So Tosa says to do both. Do both, and you cover yourself. So he says, no, you can't do both, because what you did was, you put aside money, and you said, with that money, I'm bringing Marcheshes.
Right.
What is it? Is it a carbon, or is it a pan? We don't know, therefore you put the weight till Eliyahu Navi comes. Beis Hill, Omrim, no such thing. Kli Hayei B'Mikdash, there was a Kli in the Beis HaMikdash, U'Marcheshes Shema, it was called a Marcheshes. The dome came in kalbus, amuk. It looked like deep tongues. Basically, it was shaped like a letter U. They have a picture of it in the Masifta. It was shaped like the letter U. Oh, they have a picture. Okay, good, perfect. And ukishabatzak, and when you baked, munach, and when you put the dough, munach pesocho, when the dough was put in there, dome came in tapuche habarasim. It was like some kind of fruit. The came in baluti, yahivanim. Like Greek acorns, okay, something like that.
It's like the mold that the dentist uses when you go to the dentist.
Yeah, it's like a mold. It's like a mold, right? The Omer called Nase b'Marcheshes v'ala Machavas, and we say this is the Maisa of the Marcheshes and the Machavas. Alma, what do you see? Al Shuma Kalim Nikru. It's a kli. V'lo Al Shumai Sehem. It's not part of the Maisa, right? Therefore, Rashi says it's like before the lines get wide a little bit. Midahach ksiv b'marcheshes, v'ach ksiv ala machavas, shma mina al shem klelin nikru, tzeh tzafa v'zeh amuka. One's shallow, one's deep, and therefore, if somebody says, I'm bringing a marcheshes, without the bees, says Beishil, you bring a kli. You bring a kli. Says Beishami, I don't know what to tell you. Beishil says, it's not a shayla, you bring a kli. Okay? Machlokas. Okay, next.
So basically, you don't have to put it away like you said before.
No, so if someone says, I'm bringing a Marcheshes, according to Beishamai, you have to put it away. According to Beis Hillel, you bring a Kli.
Oh,
to the Beis HaMikdash, you donated a Kli.
Yeah, but what you can get, you got to put away now.
No, what do you mean?
What do you do with it today?
The Beit HaMikdash. Oh, see, even as Hamza Beit HaMikdash, Beit Shammai said you have to put it away.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Even the Hamza Beit HaMikdash, Beit Shammai said you have to put it away. Because we don't know what you meant. Exactly. We don't know what you meant.
What's the clue that you were saying?
You can say it now. We know what the is now.
So.
That's why they put it away.
Next Mishnah. Yeah. Hare Olai Betanur. If someone says, I'm going to bring a kli in an oven, a mincha in an oven. So lo yavi mafe kupach. You can't bake it in a kupach, which is a different kind of oven. Right? Velo mafe re'ofim. You can't bake it on tiles, some kind of other funny way of baking it. Umafe yoros ha'arvayim. And you can't bake it in some kind of Arabian type of oven, Arabian pot or something. You can't do that. Okay?
What if these things weren't even in the Beit HaMikdash?
Oh, someone asked that question. The Masifta asked that question. The Torah still asked that question. You have to bake it in the Azara.
Because they had different types of ovens there.
Right, so the Torah still assumes that these three were not there. Or not all three were there. So what's the Mishnah saying? Anyway, you have to bake it in the Azara. So anyway, it's not possible.
Right. How do you bring it in?
How do you bring it in? How do you know? Yeah, exactly.
Well, they have, because there are kavanas that you can make any way you want to make it. I want to cook it, I want to stew it, I want to do anything else I want. How do you do that?
I know. So the problem is...
It had to have had stuff over there for the opposite of doing it.
So we're going to learn Daf Tzadik Hei. Kol HaMincha Lishasan, the kneading, Arichasan, the molding, Bifnim, was done in the Azara. So what do you mean, baking it in some Arabian oven that no one ever heard of? It's not in the Bazara. What's going on here? So he gives an answer, a difficult answer. The question is better than the answer. So he says... After you baked it, and after you arranged it, then you took it home. Not after you baked it. Like after you kneaded it. After you arranged it, you took it home.
That's worse.
It's worse?
That's
why?
Worse. Because you had it. Ostensibly, you had it in the Beit HaMikdash already.
Uh-huh. You can't take it out. So the second answer he gives is, maybe that the din that you have to bake it in the Azar is only lechatchila. B'di'evet, you could do it at home. You could do it at home b'di'evet, so that's what happened. He did it at home. Correct. But yeah. Where can you bake it? You can bring it whole. But the oven, you can bring it. They'll take it. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ratza Mevi Mafa Kupach. Now, if you want, you can bring in a kupach. Kupach is handing it as an oven. That you can bake it in a kupach. It's not a problem. Harei Alai Minchas Mafa. If somebody donates a minchas, a baked mincha, Lo Yavi Mechza Chalos Mechza Rekikin. Don't bring half chala, half rekikin. Don't bring different types of breads. Same thing. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Mut matir neishu carpet echad. It's one carpet, so you can do that.
Ten loaves, right?
Right, correct. So tanur abanan mafet tanur. You should bake it in an oven. Velo mafet kupach, velo mafet ra'afim, velo mafet yoros ha'arvim. None of those other kinds of ovens. Rabbi Yehuda Omer tanur shnei pa'amim. It says tanur twice. Lahachshir mafet kupach. To allow to include a kupach. And it says Tanner twice in the Torah. I wonder where it says it twice. Once it's in Vayikra Beis Dalid, and once it's in Pasuk Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes. Right? One says V'chisakriv Kavur Mincha Mafa Tanur. Then the second one says V'chol Mincha Asher Tafa B'Tanur. Right? So it's an extra Tanur. It can even make a Kupach. Rashi says something here which is completely incomprehensible. He says first Rashi in the Gemara Tanur. The ain ribuy achar ribuy ella lamait. There are two ribuys, so we always have a rule. You're really being mamait something. Chad b'vayikra kar mincha mafatanor ubetavis aron k'sev v'chal mincha she tafe b'tanor. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi, we just said that it says the extra word tanor, so even a kupach is good. Says Rashi, it's a miut. Doesn't make any sense. What Rashi's saying. Right? The Gemara added something, Rashi took something away. So what, then Rashi quotes the two psukim. What Rashi means, I don't know. It said over here, Rashi katsav, ein ribu el ribu achalamait, vadvarm tzrichim biur. Obviously there needs an explanation, because go look in the back, there's a lot of explanation in the back. I didn't do that, because I didn't have a chance, but...
Rashi said it's in the back.
Rashi said there's only one type of standard that you allow. As opposed to the Mishnah who's now listing a few three and he says,
what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you're allowed to use a kupach. He said you're allowed to use another kind of oven. Why? Could have said taner twice. Why say taner twice? Oh, could include another oven. Right? Could have said taner once. No, the second taner includes a kupach. Says Rashi, it's a miyut. What does that mean? Okay. Reb Shimon Omer, taner taner shnei pa'amim. Reb Shimon said you can only use one type of oven. Echad, so what does it do with the word two taners? Echad shetehe afiyasim betanor, vechad shehe gdeshon betanor. Not only is it baked in the oven, but baking it is what gives it the kedusha. Until you bake it, it has no kedusha. The baking it gives it kedusha.
So you're saying that's two different things?
Two different things.
That comes automatically.
One second. No, umi itzle Reb Shimon lahai svara. Does Reb Shimon hold that the baking it gives it the kedusha? He can't hold that. But now, but we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, the same Reb Shimon, Havi Rogil Lomar, he used to always say, Shtei Halechem, V'lechem Aponim, K'sheiros Ba'azara, they're kosher in the Azara, U'K'sheiros Beis Pagi, and they're also allowed to be brought in a place called Beis Pagi. I'm not sure where Beis Pagi is, but Rashi says, wherever it is, Chutz L'chomos Hazara. It's outside the Azara.
Wasn't one of those chambers outside the wall?
Could be, yes. Choma achas, outside one of the walls. V'chein shma. V'itzalketetach taner mikdash, if suli biyotze. But if the oven creates the kedusha, how could you take it out?
Right.
So it can't be that the oven creates the kedusha. That can't be. Right? So Gemara says you're right.
I think it's the same thing as the hair from a nazir. Done the same type of thing.
So the Shimon just sews for himself? So the Gemara is going to change it now. Yes, I'm not...
Correct.
Oh, my Rava. So then you have to give some answer about the Lechem upon him. Why could he eat the Lechem upon him based Pagi? I don't know. Oh, my Rava. No, what he meant to say was, Ema Sheheyak Deshon L'Shum Taner. No, I'm being mocked to shit so that it will be baked in the future. But not, the baking is not what creates the Kedusha. Okay. Then we said, Harela minchas mafa lo yavi mechsa, you shouldn't bring half and half. What's this about? Tanur Rabbanan, it says v'chi sakriv, when you bring a carbon. V'shitakriv, lasos dover reshus, carbon mincha, is all voluntary carbonos. Carbon mincha is a voluntary carbon. Amar v'yehuda, minayin la'omer harei alai minchas mafa shlo yavi minchas chalos o minchas b'kikin. How do I know that if someone promises to bring a why can't I split them up half and half? Talmud Lomar, Mincha, Karban Mincha. No, Karban Mincha. Which does that mean? Karban Echad Amarti Lecha. I told you to bring one carbon. V'lo Shtayim V'Shalosh Karbanos. Not two and not three Karbanos. Amalo Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon said to him, what are you talking about? Reb Shimon said, you're allowed to bring half and half, right? Amalo Reb Shimon. V'chi Nemar Karban Karban Shnei Pa'amim. Does it say carbon twice? No. V'lo Lo Nemar Ela Karban Echad. It says, bring one carbon. Nemar v'nemar bo chalos u'mekikin. Chalos and rekikin. U'meyata, ratzel lo havi chalos, maybe. You want to bring chalos? Excellent. Rekikin, maybe. Rekikin is also excellent. Mechza chalos and mechza rekikin, maybe. You want to bring half and half? Also good. Ubolin, and you do belila, which means you mix them, the komet, and you do kmitza, mishnehem, from both of them. Why?
One mixture.
V'im kamatz v'ola b'yado me'echad al shnehem, yatza. And therefore, one kamitza for both is good enough. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, menayin la'omer, how do you know? Lomer, if someone says, harei alai minchas mafa, shlev v'mechza chalz v'mechza v'kikin, how do I know that if someone says, I'll bring half and half, right, that you're not allowed to do that? Okay? How do I know you're not allowed to do that? It has to be all one type of bread. Talmud Lomer, okay, this pasuk goes for three lines. But listen to the pasuk. It says, V'chol mincha. What's v'chol mincha? Every mincha. Asher tafe v'tanur. That you're going to bake it in an oven. V'chol nase b'marcheshes. Anything done in a marcheshes. V'al machavas. Or machavas. L'kohen hamakriv osa. To the kohen you're going to bring it. Lo tiyeh. V'chol mincha. And any mincha. Belula b'shemen. Which is brought with oil. V'chareva. Or dry, l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh. That goes to Aaron. So now, the pasuk ended off v'chol shemen v'chareva. Can you have a carbon that's shemen and chareva at the same time with oil and dry at the same time? Impossible, right?
Contradict each other.
Contradict each other.
Yeah.
So it says ma v'chol amar lamata. Just like the word v'chol, what did it say? It said v'chol mincha balula b'shemen, any mincha with oil, v'chareva, or without oil. Just like over there, they're two separate things. They can't be the same. You can't have one carbon mincha that's both. It's impossible. Mai v'chol ha'omer l'mata shnei minim chalukin. It's two separate things. Af v'chol ha'omer l'mayla shnei minim chalukin. So too on top. We started off. V'chol, where is it? V'chol mincha. Asher tafe betanor. Any mincha. You know what any mincha means? Only one type of bread. So it's like the bottom, oil and dry are separate. So too, chalas and rekikin are separate. They cannot be. You can't have one mincha with combination. Impossible.
I'm not really sure why it is. Why can't I just take the whole ratio and split it into two?
That's what he's saying. It's one carbon, just like you can't have a carbon half oil, half not oil. No such thing, right? So too, you can't have half and half. Why? I don't know. You're asking a separate question. When do you do kmitza?
At least five and five go to the kohen. What do you do with those five?
You don't need any of it. Mincha always goes to a kohen.
So kmitza after you bake it into loaves and...
I think the kmitza is before.
Before?
It's from the flour.
From flour.
Sometimes you do it from the...
Sometimes, but not here. Yeah.
You do. That's why I'm telling you the problem not combining it, because sometimes you do the kmitza afterwards, crush up the wafer.
Yeah.
And you do kmitza from that. You can't do the kmitza for half and half and with one hand. How do you do one wafer and one what's called?
Right, right.
That's what the problem was.
Now, even though we just brought this pasuk, which seems to be a good raya, Rabbi Yehuda, shapar kam Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon just had a good vart. Right? So, amalach, kivan dikziv, bashemen, bashemen, since it says, bashemen, bashemen, kiman dikziv, carbon, carbon dummy. Since it says, bashemen, bashemen, it says twice the word bashemen, it's as if it said carbon, carbon too. Since the shemen's separated, the carbon's also separated. Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon say back to that? Elo ksiv bashemen bashemen, and if wouldn't have said bashemen twice, have I mean I would have thought, dafka mechse chalot mechse rechikim. It's dafka half and half. Abel chalot luchudayu, rechikim bichudayu, emelo. I would say, you can't bring one. You have to bring 50-50. Right? Kamash malan, you can bring it like that. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Avua. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is saying the exact same thing as his father, Rabbi Yehuda. That it can only be, right, that it can be half and half. Ekibinayu, the Ovid. The difference between the two of them is, if you did it b'di'evid, says Rashi, last Rashi, L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Aleph, Taima mi carbon echad. If he says it because it's one carbon, so b'di'evid, k'sheros, b'di'evid, it's going to be good. If you made it in two separate loaves, you know, v'chalas and rekikim. L'Rabbi Yossi, the Aleph mi balula v'chareva, he says, no, because it has moist and wet. Kihecha, moist and dry. Kihecha de belula, dihi minchas nedava, v'chareva dihi minchas chote. Once a minchas nedava, why was there no oil on a carbon? The only time there's no oil is if it's a minchas chote. You sinned. E'afilu b'di'evet, in erev and psulos. So you can't add oil to a carbon that has to be dry. You're not allowed to do that. You can't add oil to a dry carbon. You can't do that. A sota is no oil. You put oil on it, you've ruined it. Right? Kedamar lo yasim alei shemen im sham pasal. If you did put it's pasal, hanami chalas rikikin b'di'evet lo. So too, chalas rikikin b'di'evet. You cannot do it. You cannot make one mincha with both hands, with both sides of karbanos, with both sides of loaves. It's pasal. Hajalach kal minchas, hajalach kal minchas, hajalach kal haminchas. Next, this parak now that we're starting, called Parak Rabbi Shmuel, is all about something called the Karban HaOmer. Very interesting. What's the Karban HaOmer? Karban HaOmer was brought on the second day of Pesach, which in Israel was the first day of Chol HaMoed. It was brought then. It was, what was brought? It was barley. How do you know it was barley? How do you know it was barley? Right? What? It's going to be machlokas on daf samaches on mid beit. How you know it's barley? Torah never says. How you know it's bar? It's a machlokas we've shown him. Machlokas is tanoim.
Seasonal food.
What?
Seasonal food.
Okay, so we'll get to that later. It was barley. That matired the chadash. Or that matired all the new wheat in your field, right? And it was done on the second day of Pesach, right? The Tzedukim said it was always done on the first Sunday of Pesach. Every Pesach has at least one Sunday, right? It has to. It's 7 days. It was done Mimachras HaShabbos. They took it literally, and it says Sunday. They held it was a Sunday. Whether it was the first day of Chalamot or the last day, it doesn't make a difference. That's when they held it. Everything that we're going to learn in this Mishnah, and everything we're going to learn in this parak was all to show the Tzedukim that they're wrong. And by the way, if the first day of Pesach, if the second day of Pesach was a Shabbos, which today can never happen, but it could happen then, second day of Pesach can never be a Shabbos today. If the second day of Pesach was a Shabbos, it was Docha Shabbos. Okay? So it says... I don't know. I was thinking about that question. I don't know. I'm not such a bucky in Menhagi Tzedukim. But it's not Pesach anymore.
7 days.
It's the day after Pesach. I'm not sure what they did. I don't know.
First day is on a Shabbos. The second day is Sunday. What's the problem? He said the first day is a Sunday.
What is Sunday? So the 7 days is Shabbos.
Seven days
is Shabbos.
So they'll bring it
7 days. What's the problem?
No, it says Mimachos HaShabbos.
Right.
Even they agreed it wasn't on Shabbos. So we'll get to it. I don't know. Now, the very Rishmol Omer, Omer HaYababa Shabbos. Rishmol says, if the Omer is brought on Shabbos, right? So right away, Tosas wants to know, why is the Mishnah starting off with a halacha that only applies 1 out of 7? Only 1 out of the 7 days. If it's brought on Shabbos, the rules are going to change. Because we want to make, even though we're Mechal Shabbos for this, we want to make it as little Chil Shabbos as possible. So we'll do it, we'll be Mechal Shabbos, but we'll try to minimize it. So therefore, if it comes out on Shabbos, so Tosfos says, why are we picking the first case, is the case is 1 out of 7. First it should say, if it comes out during the week, you do it like this. If it happens to fall out on a Shabbos, once in a blue moon, it'll be a Shabbos. Then they do it like this. So Tosfos answers, because no one argues on this. So the Mishnah wanted to start off with a halacha that everyone agrees to. Interesting. No one's going to argue about this. On the weekdays, they're going to argue. On this, no one argues. That's the first answer. The Shoshana David says, because of Kavod Shabbos, when we give Kavod to Shabbos, we start off with Shabbos. And, yeah. Okay. So, Omer HaYibaba Shabbos, if an Omer was brought on Shabbos, if it happened to fall out on Shabbos, Mishalosh Se'in, it was brought with 3 Sa'ah. They would take 3 Sa'ah of barley, right? Now, the Omer is an Isaron. So you need 3 Sa'ah of barley to grind it, to get flour, to get to Isaron, right? Right, Omer, because the Pasuk says, Va'omer ha'asir se'efahu. It's asir se'efah. So it's an Isaron. So they would get 5, they would get 3 to make an Isaron. However, Bachal, during the week, they would take Chamesh, because you might as well grind it more, make it more fine and more fine and more fine. So you need more material, you need more product to make it fine. On Shabbos, we don't want to make so much Chil Shabbos. So what we'd say? Only make 3. Okay, only use 3. Only have to cut 3. Okay? They cut it the night before. So, v'chachamim omrim, echad b'shabbos v'echad b'chol, whether it's Shabbos or chol, b'shalosh huba. It would be 3. What? Yeah. I have no idea. I don't remember what we did. We did. David Weiss made one.
But this building?
Yeah. I don't remember. We'll find out in the next 10 minutes. So, you see what the Chacham said? The Chacham argued, the Chacham said no. Echad Shabbos, Echad B'chol, Mishal HaShuba. Whether it's Shabbos or a week, they only use 3. So they're agreeing about Shabbos. They're arguing about the weekday, right? What's the reason for Rabbi the Chachamim? Why be so stingy during the week? Why not use more?
Because
What's the big deal? Okay? By the way, there's a big discussion now. We don't want the first day of Pesach can never fall out on a Friday. Right? We don't allow that to fall out on a Friday. Why not? It won't happen today. We have a calendar in such a way, Yom Kippur will never fall out on a Friday. That we all understand why it shouldn't be on a Friday. That we all get. You know, and Yom Kippur can't be on a Sunday either. That we get that also. Hoshana Rabbah can't fall out on a Shabbos. We get that. Purim, we don't let Purim fall out on a Shabbos. Sure. That we get. Why can't first day of Pesach be a Friday? Why not? But the second days it could be Friday Shabbos. So what's the difference about Shavuos?
It's
right?
Eliminates the Sunday problem.
So I'm not sure why it can't be like that. I'm not sure why it can't be like that. But there was a rule. It's called Lo Badu Pesach. Why not? I'm not sure why not. Anyway, you see from here that didn't apply during times of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the first Mishnah is, what if it falls out on a Shabbos? Al Pi Re'iyah, they weren't Makbid. They would be Makbid about Yom Kippur. They would push off Edim. They would tamper that it shouldn't happen.
They tampered all the time.
So you see from here, they didn't tamper.
By Pesach, because they didn't care. But they tampered all year.
Others say no, they even tampered all year. And just think about the Mishnah. If it would ever happen, what would halacha be? Not that it happened, but if it would ever happen. Next, Rabbi Chanina began Haskanam Omer, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, if it ever happened on Shabbos, Hayakot Zebiyachid, only one guy would do the cutting. U'b'magal Echad, with one sickle. U'b'kupa Achas, with one basket, right? Right? They do it, you know, quiet. One guy's going to go out and cut it, right? What are you gaining over here? U'bachol, on a weekday, b'shalosh, b'shlosha. Three people would go down. Make much more of a production. B'shalosh kupos, with three kupos. Why do we care how many baskets there are? B'shalosh magolos, with three sickles, right? Rashi says, Gimel Magolos, three sickles. Well, Farsi Madover, to publicize the matter. But they have Baitusim, because of the Baitusim. Right? Chol Momrim, Echad Shabbos, Echad Bechol, B'shlosha, B'shalosh Kupos, U'B'shalosh Magolos. No, even on Shabbos, the Chacham say they would send down three people. Right?
Just to stick it to them.
Send out three people, and it was three. But the Chacham held, it was only three sa'ah. You hear? Okay. You got what I just said? The Chacham held, even on Shabbos, he made a big production, but they only would cut three sa'ah. Okay? Now, the question is, Bishlam al-Rabbanon, I get the Rabbanon, Kasafri, they hold, Isaron, Muvchar, Bishlosha, Bishlosha's in, Asi. You can get the best Isaron with three sa'ah. Why use five, right? Veloshna b'chol, loshna b'shabbos. It doesn't make a difference if it's chol or on Shabbos. Kasavri, Isaron, Muvchar, oh, I'm sorry, I read that already. El or Bishmol, my Kasavar. What does Bishmol hold? E Kasavar, Isaron, Muvchar, Loasi El Michamesh. If you hold, you can only get five, you need five to get an Isaron. Then I feel a b'shabbos nami, even on Shabbos. What's the issue? Why not? What's the issue? Right, so Rashi says, on the first Rashi in the Gemara, Lysi, bring it. Dachi Shabbos. Because it's Dachi Shabbos anyway. Being so stingy with Shabbos, it's Dachi Shabbos anyway. And by the way, Ibishalosh Asi, but if you can get an excellent, what do you call it, out of three, then I feel B'chol Nami. Then on the weakest, you should also use three. What's going on? So, of course, you know the answer, Amar Rava, Kasab Yishmael, Yisaron Muvchar, below Tircha Asi Michamesh. Without a tircha, you can get five. Bit tircha, asim mishalosh. With a tircha, you're going to get three. You need three. So says Rabbi Shmuel, listen to this. Tell me if this makes sense. Bichol, during the weekday, masina michamosh, michamesh. Use five. Kihechi, shavicha, milsa. There'll be a bigger shevach, but it's less tircha. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, wait a minute. We have a malacha here involved. There's two malachas. What two malachas? Number one, kotzer. I got to cut it off the ground. And number two, I have to grind it. Right? Says Rabbi Shmuel, mutav shi'av b'malacha achas. I'd rather do one malacha, a lot of it, Beharkada, which is sifting. Va'al yarbe melachos harbe. Don't do more cutting. I'm doing too much coats there. I have to grind anyway. Because I have to make it flour. So I'll do more grinding. It's more of a tircha. I'll do more grinding, but then I do less coats there. Anyway, I have to do grinding. Because anyway, I got to do coats there. So Rashi says, Sheyiktzar v'yizre v'yiv... Listen to this. V'al yarbe melachos harbe. Sheyiktzar. You have to do katira. V'yizre. You have to do zore. V'yivrar. You have to do borer. V'yidchon. You have to grind. V'yirked. You have to sift. Shtei sa yoser. Two extra sa. It's not just cutting. It's all these melachos for two extra sa. Grinding? I got to do grinding anyway. So I'll do more grinding, but I got to do less of these other five malachas. Now, in the order of pas, Rashi left out ma'amer. I got to do more ma'amer. I have to gather two more. He also left out dush, threshing. He left them out, right? So maybe he holds that there's only dush if it's for storage, but the same thing with borer. So you have a kasha, why Rashi left them out? Maybe Rashi wasn't giving you every little detail. He was just saying, it's way more malachas. I'll do more sifting with less malachas than do more malachas with less sifting. Okay? That's Rabbi Shmuel's cheshbon.
What? Tircha on Shabbos? Why do you want to do that?
What? Because you're doing less malachas.
Are you trying to minimize tircha also?
Tircha is not a malacha. Tircha means it's not Shabbos thing. Okay, it's not Shabbos thing. So? You hear? Okay. Now, what? It's a very good word. Amar Rabba, now Rabba says, we're going to stop in the middle of this, Rabbi Shmuel, but no, Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah, who just said that we'd rather do less malacha on Shabbos, even if it's going to be more work somewhere else, but it's not malacha. It is malacha. Tircha, grinding is more malacha, but we got rid of less other malachas. Rabbi Shmuel, b'no shal b'yochan ben baroka, amru davar echad. Rabbi Shmuel, who just said that, and this other Tana, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ochad, Shurim and Barucha, said the same thing. What same thing? The Tanya, we have a Brisa. Arba Asr Shechalios B'Shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so the Korban Pesach has to be brought on Shabbos. So he said, Mafshed es haPesach ad haChaza. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Ochad, Shurim and Barucha. So he says, you don't have to take off the entire skin, the entire hide, now on Shabbos. Do half of it on Shabbos. The other half you can do after Shabbos. What's he trying to do? Less malacha. Right? No, you do the whole thing. Right? Milo Amar Bishmal Benosha Brachan Mebroka Hasam. Didn't he say what's the reason? Kol Hecha de Efshar Lo Tachinan. If it's possible, right? Kol Hecha de Efshar. Kolecha de Efshar, right? I'm sorry. Lor Tachinon, right? Hachanami, Kivan de Efshar, since it's possible. Possible to what? Right? Lor Tachinon. He would say the same thing. Since it's possible to get the Isaron out of three sa, don't use five sa. Exact same thing. It's possible to do less work, Less malachos. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who said they're saying the same thing? Dilma, ad kan lo kam rishmal hacha, el deleka bizayon kachim. There's no bizayon kachim here. What's the bizayon? There's no kachim over here. Aval, hasam, but by Pesach, the ikka bizayon kachim, it's a bizayon kachim. Rashi says on the bottom, chetziv mufshat v'omeid kach ad alayla, half of it's going to be half skinned till the nighttime, v'doma kin nevela. It's like a nevela. Right? That's why somebody would hold, don't do that. It's nothing to do with malachas. It has to do with bezayin. Right? A malach, karbanon tzvirle. Maybe he would hold, like the rabbanon. Take off the whole hide. We can leave half like that. It's like an avail. That's disgusting. Inami, I can look at me, why did he say, only take off half the hide? El dis avid la, leil tzarech kavoa, flo tzarech hachuli Shabbos. It's for Hashem. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Aval hacha, the lowest abid la tzarech kavoa, right? But over here, it's not tzarech kavoa. For tzarech achule Shabbos, and you have to do mechal Shabbos anyway. Ema karbanon tzvirle. Maybe he would hold. halach d'rabbanan, do whatever you got to do. That's all. So it's not a raya. We're going to have like five more. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel's din goes like this Tana, who said the following in some other thing in left field. And that's what we're going to have. Tomorrow's daf is a fascinating daf. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.
I'm going to
say yes. Yeah.